You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The week six edition of the Mailbag here from the practice field at the UC Health Training Center. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me out here. Broncos have had a good week of practice, ready for Sunday night football against the Giants, a game where they hope to play to their standard, as John Elway has put it, and that's the subject of the first question from Ken Martinez. John Elway and other players are talking about playing to a standard. What exactly is that standard? Well, if you go by what CJ Anderson said, it's playing to a championship standard. That's something where you rely on the players who were around in 2015 to maintain. And yes, we've had a lot of turnover since then. That's natural in the NFL. And then it becomes incumbent upon the players that were around for that championship team to maintain and uphold that standard. I asked Rod Smith about on Orange and Blue 760 on Thursday. He told a story about how when Javon Walker came in 2006, that one of the things that Walker had difficulty adjusting to was the different standard the Broncos had. Yeah, those world titles were pretty well back in the past, but you had guys like Rod Smith and Tom Nalen and others who were still around that locker room who carried forth that championship standard and what they expected from players that came in. In this day and age, you're not so far removed from 2015. You've got 24 guys, key players like CJ Anderson, Demaryius Thomas, Von Miller, Chris Harris Jr., Trevor Siemian, and even he's a guy. He didn't play but one snap in 2015, but certainly he was around Peyton Manning, and that's part of that standard. So when you're talking about a standard, you're talking about a championship standard, and as long as you have guys that were part of that 2015 team, that's what the standard around here is going to be. That's what the expectation is going to be. Next question from Taylor Rhodes. Could we see Jake Butt this season, depending on the situation with the playoffs, if we are either guaranteed in or already out? Well, I don't think the playoffs are going to have an impact on whether you see Jake Butt out there this season. I think it's going to depend on how well his knee holds up and how quickly he gets up to speed. He's going to be on the practice field next week. And from his first practice snap, that is when the clock will start. The Broncos will have 21 days to decide whether to move him onto the active roster or keep him on the non-football injury list. Now, all signs are going well for Jake Butt. He's recovered nicely from the torn ACL that he had in the Orange Bowl. Most importantly, he's done a good job mentally as well. He's been involved in meetings. He's been very engaged. Mike McCoy had ample praise for him on Thursday as far as what he's done in terms of learning the offense, what he's done off to the side, running routes, you know, that he's basically been a model of how to be involved and how to learn things even if you're not on the field. But now it's a matter of taking it to the field, and that's where things can get tricky. There are some ways the Broncos can use him. Just depends on how fast he gets up to speed on the practice field and how his knee continues to fare. It's gone well for him so far, but the test is going to come starting next week when he practices. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week for the Week 7 game against the Los Angeles Chargers, I'm glad I got that one right. Go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace or listen to me every weekday, Monday through Friday, along with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. It's 1st and 10 at 10 on Orange and Blue 760. Of course, you can listen to it anywhere on the iHeart Radio app or on DenverBroncos.com. It's streaming all day, every day. Orange and Blue 760, our show, along with shows throughout the day. Give it a listen. It's all the Broncos you can handle and more. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.